Coming up on today's Compassion Radio.
We have not necessarily handled terrorism very well, both within the country in general and also as a Christian community within the United States. We're not used to this, and it has been a very difficult thing for us to wrap our minds around and to find a solution.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio. Terror or triumph? What does the future hold for Christians and the world? Hello and welcome to Compassion Radio, where we tackle the tough questions and hang on till we get the answers. This broadcast from the Compassion Radio Archives listens just like today's news, and it pretty much is just that. Terror and persecution have, unfortunately, faced the family of God for thousands of years. So what do the New Testament writers have to say to us today about this matter? And how should 21st century believers respond to the current age of terror? Well, Norm and Cher dig into it today in this classic we're calling Triumph Over Terror.
Well, Cher, I'm excited about today's program because we have some exciting material to present to our listeners today.
We really do, Norm. And I think what's the most exciting for me is that when we made the course change to Compassion Radio and God renewed our focus, renewed our vision, or what we really wanted to communicate to people, He didn't just stop us there and did say, this is the end. Okay, you have a new little plan now, and that's it forever. But He keeps working in your heart and in your mind to find new ways to communicate the basic truth that we are committed to, applying it to new areas of life, applying it to new groups of people, applying it just in your heart and mind differently. And He's really laid on you a burden in this last few weeks about something that you particularly want to communicate to people because of your experience, because of your study, because of your knowledge. And I'm really excited for you to tell the people about it.
Yeah. Well, it is a seminar, frankly. It is a seminar that's composed of two parts. And it is going to be available to our listeners, of course, but it's also intended to be available to churches. It's available to colleges, to theological seminaries. It's available for conferences, presentations at Bible conferences or missions conferences. There's a wide range of application for the seminar. What the seminar is called is Claiming the Triumph of Christ in an Age of Terror.
Say that again.
All right. Claiming the Triumph of Christ in an Age of Terror.
Wow.
Shall we parse that?
I think we should.
You remember what happened on 9/11, honey? And I don't mean just the terrible, terrible event that took down the World Trade Center in New York City.
You mean our reaction to it?
And involved the death of several thousand Americans and others who were in the building on that fateful day. That in itself was terrible enough. But going beyond that is the fact that in a large degree we have become, as a nation, and even as Christians in this nation, terrorized. And you remember the statement that was made right after 9/11 and has been repeated over and over and over again?
Well, I do. And in a sense it was true, but in a bigger sense it was not. And that's that on 9/11, the world changed.
Yeah.
Our world changed some. But did the whole world change, Norm?
No, the whole world did not change. You and I have been traveling the world for many, many years, and we have specialized in places where suffering is tremendous, where political oppression is tremendous, where religious persecution is a bitter reality for people, not only of the Christian faith, which of course is our primary interest, but people of minority faiths in many parts of the world also suffer because they're different from the majority faith in particular countries.
Well, and sometimes the Christians are the ones doing the persecution to the others, too.
That is certainly true in Eritrea, and that's in East Africa, where you have Christians who are actually a part of the machinery of persecuting Christians of a different stripe, of a different nature in that country. And it's a terrible situation. So persecution, feelings of terror elicited by acts of terrorism, this has been going on since almost the beginning of time, but certainly over the 2,000-year history of Christianity, Christians have had to deal with this. In fact, if you read the epistle of 1 Peter in the New Testament, what you discover there is that persecution is, in effect, the normal Christian life. That little letter in the New Testament, by the way, is a tremendous resource for people who are either afraid of terrorism or themselves are terrorized by the nature of life in the world today.
When we talk about living in the age of terrorism, we're talking about the last maybe 2,000 years, 3,000 years, 4,000
right.
years, not the last 10 years.
Yeah, and of course, what is meant by that statement, which I think comes more out of emotion than out of, you know, a lot of rational thought, is a reality that on 9/11, terrorism was inserted into the American experience in a way that we had never seen before. And that is, you know, the destruction of the World Trade Center, buildings that looked, on the surface of things, as somehow impervious to an act like that. And yet they came down so easily that there are even conspiracy theories out there, you know,
on
about
both sides,
what happened.
Right.
Yeah, what happened on that day. But we have not necessarily handled terrorism very well, both within the country in general and also as a Christian community within the United States. That's not a criticism. It's just an observation that we're not used to this, and it has been a very difficult thing for us to wrap our minds around and to find a solution to. And what this seminar that we're talking about today is intended to do is to provide a perspective from history, from the history of the church, from a whole variety of fields, theology, biblical studies, psychology, all of that to help people understand what's been going on.
Well, Norm, this is really sounding good. And if people are just joining us, we want to tell them that what we're talking about is a new seminar that you're announcing today. And I love the title. It's called Claiming the Triumph of Christ in an Age of Terror. Tell them more about what we will be discussing in the first half of the seminar.
All right. Well, the first part, the first session, carries the title Understanding the Threat. It's always helpful, of course, to understand what you're up against. In order to do that, you have to go back into history. You have to take a look at the context, the background, to put things in perspective so that you gain an understanding. And I would say that in this case, the biggest issue is that this is not something that is unprecedented. Mm-hmm. That in the history of the Christian church, there are resources available to us through Christians who have lived in times and in places where the church has been violently persecuted, where terrorism has been an instrument used by the enemies of Christ against Christians, and these Christians have dealt with this issue successfully, triumphantly. It helps us to know what was their experience. Also, just the whole idea that, hey, this is really the normal Christian life. What I want to say about that is that we have the idea here in the 21st century that the purpose of the gospel of Jesus Christ is to deliver us from all of the difficulties, all of the struggles, all of the pain of life, that we are simply meant to be comfortable and rich and have plenty of leisure time on our hands live what we in our culture call the good life. And I'm sorry to announce that that is not what the Christian life is about. There's been a lot of talk in recent years about the subject of spiritual warfare. And there was a time a number of years ago, not that many, when spiritual warfare was probably the number one topic on the table in Christian circles. We tend to be fad-oriented. We tend to go with the trend. And in that period, books were being written and seminars were being held and all kinds of discussions were going on about the nature of spiritual warfare.
Which
well,
is
we don't
a legitimate,
hear about that
it's a legitimate topic, but
Absolutely.
We got a little carried away to where there was a demon hiding behind every doorpost, and we had the demon of the bad hair day. We just really got taken away with that.
Yeah, some of it was silly, but the fact of the matter is that at the heart of the Christian experience is the reality we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but that we wrestle against principalities and powers, that we are called to engage in a warfare of the Spirit. But also, we need to know that the Spirit of Christ is available to us, and that we can emerge triumphantly from that struggle.
That's the important part.
And that in the process we can grow, we can discover the power of God that is available to us, and we can emerge from all of this in a spirit of triumph and an atmosphere of victory, and the battle can be won. And in fact, if you know your theology well, it has already been won at Calvary, at the cross of Jesus Christ. But the amazing thing to me, honey, is how few Christians understand these spiritual, biblical principles, and especially in this time of terrorism, with the threats of terrorism coming from this place and that place and this religion and that religion, this group, that group, there is a sense that everywhere you turn, there are terrorists breathing down your neck. And I just believe that we need to get a real sense of biblical knowledge into us so that we can deal with this matter in the United States of America, but even more important than that, within the Church of Jesus Christ in a way that is honoring to God and that recognizes the power that is available to us through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that is what this seminar is all about.
Yeah, I think it's probably centered in the word knowing. There's a difference between having information and applying it somehow. That's really where you know something, not when it's a fact in your head that is something that you have seen in a book, you have read in the Bible, you have learned in something, but you know how to use it.
That's right. I want to just read something that is in the document that we actually used in the discussion of this whole project to set it out on paper and to sort of get a handle on it as we organized it. It says, this new age of terrorism presents both obstacles and opportunities for the church if, and that's the operative word, if we understand that what is impacting us now is not unprecedented and that there is something that we should learn from the persecuted church in other times and today in other places where the church is thriving and growing in an environment of persecution and terrorism. In fact, according to Scripture, this is the normal Christian life, although many of us in the American church might have thought that we are exceptions to the rule. That's what is stated in this sort of preliminary document for this series, and that's the basis on which we are approaching this whole discussion.
Sounds great.
We are going to be drawing on all these disciplines, as we said before, from Scripture, church history, theology, mission studies. Missionaries have been dealing with issues like this for decades and actually for centuries. From the field of psychology. And I think something that really is exciting to me from our own years of working in centers of terrorism around the world. We have been there.
You know, Norm, I think one thing that has hindered us is that in our day, back in the old dark ages.
Wait a minute.
We used to hear missionaries all the time.
Yeah.
We had missionaries come. They would do the whole service. They would show us their missionary slides and they would tell us their stories. But missionaries now get basically 2 minutes, maybe, in a morning service to briefly tell about where they are and what they're doing. And we don't hear those stories of triumph that we used to hear from them. We use the term the persecuted but triumphant church. But Norm, those two words always go hand in hand.
They do.
You either are persecuted and you quit and stop being persecuted, or you are persecuted and you triumph over it no matter what the end result is.
One of the things that really is kind of surprising to me is that in the 21st century, with all of our technological equipment and our capacity to reach the far corners of the world in this way and that way, the whole communications media that we have at our disposal, television, the internet, all of these things, we know less about the world today than our fathers and mothers knew when we were growing up. It is astonishing. Maybe it's a failure of the schools. Maybe it's a failure of Christian education. Maybe it's a kind of loss of enthusiasm for the worldwide mission of the church, for the sponsorship of missionaries, from drawing on the firsthand personal knowledge and experience that they have from working in, you know, the far-flung corners of the world. But for some strange reason, we are far more centered on ourselves than we are knowledgeable about the world out there. And this lack of knowledge has contributed to what I think is an unnecessary element of fear within American Christians today about the impact of terrorism. I'm not saying that cheaply. I have been in Iraq, in Baghdad. I was there. We started going in 1999 to Iraq before the war began, before 9/11, years before it, and we have been there since. I've been shot at on the streets of Baghdad, right out in front of our hotel.
I heard it.
You were there and you heard it. We have a real sense of what's going on around the world, but for some reason, so many people do not. And we want to bring something of our own personal experience to bear.
That's right. And Norm, I think what's important for us to stress is that it's never too late. It's never too late for families to begin to try to pass this vision, this passion along. Even if your kids are grown and married and gone, if you develop a passion for truth and for victory and for scripture. You can pass that along still.
Yes, you can, but you have to know it yourself.
That's right, and that's what the seminar is about.
That is the issue. It is also the opportunity. And I think that the seminar is going to provide the fundamental resources for people to be able to understand what's going on in the world, what the background of all this business that we call terrorism is, and then, as we said before, the resources that we have, primarily in the gospel, but from history and from all the various disciplines that are at our disposal to deal with this issue in a constructive and positive way and to seize an opportunity that is out there for us today as members of the body of Christ that I believe has never existed before in the history of the church if we get our heads on straight and our hearts are tender.
Well, Norm, I'm so eager for you to get on to part two now, but I know that we need to take a break quickly, so stay with us and hear about the wrap-up of the seminar.
Compassion Radio is active in countries all around the world. Here's how we're making a difference in the world this month.
Those of you who are longtime listeners know that for many, many years we've had an annual project of raising money for Bibles for China. And we've always done it over Christmas, and we are doing the project again this year, but now we're doing it for Christmas. The pastor shepherd of thousands of house churches to whom our Bibles are going to go has asked if we could get the Bibles to him in time this year to give to people at Christmas. We know that for every Bible we place, there will be four or five people come to know Christ just through the placement of one Bible. We know that there are 20,000 to 30,000 new Christians in China every day. Now, can you help us to get the Bibles to China for Christmas this year? Also, as you've heard us tell you, there are well over 100,000 Chinese missionaries that are moving out across the ancient Silk Road trade routes to take back all of that Islamic territory for Jesus Christ. They understand that this Back to Jerusalem movement could help stop extremist Muslim terrorism right in its tracks. Now, as an added incentive to send your money for Bibles for China this year, we want to provide you, at your request, for your gift of $25 or more, a very inspiring book that Norm has chosen for you specifically called The Grave Robber, or How Jesus Can Make Your Impossible Possible. It's written by Mark Batterson, who's a New York Times bestselling author. This is a 275-page paperback book, and it reveals the incredible power of the seven miraculous signs of Jesus that are found in the Gospel of John. These are not only things Jesus did in the past, but also something he wants to do now in the present. Mark shares true stories of people who are witnessing the countless miracles, big and small, that we take for granted every day. These miracles point us toward the one who healed the sick, calmed the storm, and even raised the dead. And if you long to see God work in miraculous ways today, you will love this faith-building, life-giving message. This is recommended by Pastor Rick Warren and by Roma Downey and Mark Burnett. So make this your first Christmas project this year. Give for Bibles for China, and then request for your gift of $25 or more this wonderful book called The Grave Robber.
Will you join us? 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address is Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And we're on the internet at CompassionRadio.com. And now back to Norm and Cher as they discuss more about the opportunities to reach out in an age of terror.
We're talking today about claiming the triumph of Christ in an age of terror. We've been talking about the first session. It's a two-parter, this seminar. And the first session is called Understanding the Threat. That is the background of everything. And then the second session is called Claiming the Triumph.
Ooh.
That is the really exciting and, I think, heartening part of this seminar. What we're going to be doing in session two is we're going to be dealing with the obstacles and the opportunities that are ours as members of the body of Christ, the church, to proclaim the gospel and to bring reconciliation and to achieve a victory in this whole battle against terrorism. I think that one of the pluses that we bring to this discussion, we can draw on firsthand experience in dealing with this whole matter of terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
As we mentioned, I've been going to Iraq since 1999.
Mm-hmm.
We've been there both before and after the war. We spent a lot of time in places like Afghanistan, in Sudan, in Pakistan. We've been actually in the Northwest Frontier Province,
mm-hmm.
Peshawar, and up into the area where Osama bin Laden is reputed to be hiding, at least as we record this program. We are having a tremendous opportunity in Sudan. As you know, Osama bin Laden spent some time. They hosted him in Sudan. Then they kicked him out. Sudan has also been a very difficult country in this regard, and we have an exciting program going on there with academics and building a university in the city of Khartoum. So we bring a lot of personal experience to the table that many people just cannot provide.
The Lord hasn't given them those opportunities.
And we've been blessed with those opportunities. One of the things that's really exciting about this seminar is that we are going to have, in audio form and in video form, segments of the seminar which are actually going to see former terrorists giving their testimonies of how Christ got a hold of their life,
mm-hmm.
how he transformed them, how they are now active followers of Jesus Christ. And because they come out of that terrorist background, they're not afraid to die. They were not afraid to die for a lie.
Nor are they afraid to live for the truth.
And now, yeah, they are not afraid to die for the truth. And so that just means that they live with a special power and vitality and vibrancy and sense
dedication.
Of good hope in the gospel. And they are the most inspiring people. Let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the beach in Sri Lanka. That's in Southeast Asia, that beautiful island just off the coast of India. It used to be called Ceylon. And that country, even though many Americans are not aware of this, has been torn apart by civil war and by terrorism. Much of the terrorism has come from a group known as the Tamil Tigers. Tamil is a language. It's an ethnic group
mm-hmm.
that inhabits Sri Lanka. And there is a terrorist leader in that country whose operative name is Prabhakaran. He is one of the greatest terrorist leaders, I say that in an infamous sense,
mm-hmm.
one of the most influential leaders of terrorism anywhere in the world. I was on the beach after that terrible tsunami that took place off the coast of Indonesia hit Sri Lanka, and we were there with a compassion outreach that our listeners provided. I was on a beach where a whole village had been wiped out by this immense tidal wave, and a young man came running up to me and he said, I was a terrorist, I was a terrorist. I looked at him, and in a way he kind of looked like sort of our caricature
right.
of a terrorist, with all the facial hair, kind of an imposing looking guy. But as he got closer to me, I saw the love of Jesus in his eyes. He was a warm-hearted, smiling, friendly, and totally committed to Jesus Christ guy. And what
amazing.
He said to me is, Jesus Christ got a hold of my life. I gave up my life of terrorism, and now I am the pastor of 5 churches. Honey, we have had that experience with former members of Hamas
mm-hmm.
in the Palestinian territories, in Gaza. We've had that experience in other parts of the world. And those who have the opportunity and who choose to participate in the seminar are going to hear their voices, they're going to see their faces through our audio and visual components of this seminar, and it is going to be thrilling and exciting to see what the power of the gospel can accomplish in the age of terrorism. That is the opportunity that is before us. But how do we exercise it?
Mm-hmm.
How do we take a hold of this tremendous opportunity that is ours to spread the gospel and to see lives change in this era of terrorism? There are some things we have to know, and that is what this seminar is going to provide. Triumph is ours. It is our inheritance.
Praise God.
In an age of terrorism. But how do we realize that? That is what this seminar is going to provide. What I want to say today to those who are listening is, if you're interested in scheduling this seminar for your church, get in touch with us right away. If you are connected to a college or a seminar, if you have a conference, maybe a missions conference or something of that nature that's coming up, you're going to want to know about this particular seminar. By the way, a theological seminary has already indicated its interest in incorporating this seminar into its curriculum. And we have the opportunity to speak at a major secular university, School of International Relations. The possibilities are unlimited.
Now, Norm, it's a two-part, but we can do that any way people choose, right? We could do it
yes.
morning and afternoon. We could do it afternoon and evening. We could do it two evenings.
That's right.
We could set it up any way that people want that to
happen. There's a certain flexibility about this, but it involves also whole sessions following the presentations where listeners, where viewers, where participants will have the opportunity to ask questions about what they've been hearing, and we can have a real positive dialogue. But remember the title, Claiming the Triumph of Christ in an Age of Terror. Triumph is our legacy. It is the promise ahead of us. It is the hope that we have as believers. And if you want to know what that means for you, for your church, your college, your seminar, whatever, let us know of your interest, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. It's an exciting opportunity, honey.
Mm-hmm. We hope you've all heard the word that this year our Bibles for China campaign is in October instead of in December, because the pastor through whom the Bibles will be distributed has asked if we could get the Bibles to him so that he can give them as Christmas gifts to the Chinese Christian who's longing for one. So give your best gift for our Bibles for China campaign today.
Remember, your gift of even $6 can provide new Bibles to Christian Chinese missionaries who are spreading out all across Central Asia. $60 provides 10 Bibles. $120 provides 20 Bibles. $600 provides 100 Bibles, and so on.
The number to reach us is 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address is Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. You can also reach us 24/7 on the internet at CompassionRadio.com.
I'm Bram Floria. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow on the next Compassion Radio.